staff medical advisor from South Strand Internist. Every week we talk with either Dr. Vandegrift or today Dr. Brian Adler about various health concerns. Today, we're going to be talking about depression. There has been a lot more known and there's been more discussion about depression over the last decade or so, but it's still, I think, with, you know, nothing to base my opinion on, but it's still one of those things that I think a lot of people probably don't understand fully. That's why we're going to talk about it today. Good morning, Dr. Adler.
Good morning, Jim.
Well, now, people say depression, and I know for a lot of folks, and I think it has gotten better as far as our perception and our actual knowledge, but too many people think that depression means that somebody's in a bad mood, and if something bad happened, and they're kind of depressed, they're just not happy about something for a day or two, or even for less than a day. It's actually a very serious thing. You hear a lot more about it, but people being treated about it now. And maybe it wasn't as widely known because for some reason there was some kind of perhaps mental stipulation or something about it that people didn't want to talk about mental health. But it's actually pretty serious and amazingly widespread. How often do you deal with this in your practice?
Well, Jim, depression is a very common problem, and often it is overlooked. For many reasons. One, you are right, it is still stigmatized, and many people are embarrassed or ashamed to want to talk about the possibility of depression. Commonly, many people come in and, you know, we get into a discussion, and clinically, they have many of the signs or symptoms to suggest depression. I think there's a misconception that some people have, and they will often say, well, you know, my life is happy and my life is good and there's really nothing going on in my life, so why should I be depressed? And again, the fact is for clinical depression, and again, like you said, we're not talking about people that have a day or two or a week where they're sort of in a depressed mood. Because we all experience that, and many of us have good reason to be. We have stressful things in life that sometimes, again, gets us down or blue. But true clinical depression has many physical and other symptoms that can last for many months, or if not years, if not properly treated and evaluated. So again, I think part of that discussion when I talk with people who have signs or symptoms of depression is to let them know it has nothing to do with what necessarily is going on the outside. It's a chemical disorder. We don't completely understand it, but we do believe there's a deficiency of some of the brain chemicals that can profoundly affect many aspects of our life, whether it be emotional, mental, and even physical.
Well, I've learned a lot doing this show over the years, and one of those things is the close connection between physical and mental health. Do people come in and say, I think I'm dealing with depression, or do they come in complaining of these other symptoms and you have to diagnose it?
Well, they come in with a little of both. Some people clearly come in and say, I'm depressed, or their family members say they're depressed. But others are coming in with a variety of symptoms, which could be fatigue, sleeplessness, loss of motivation, symptoms that, again, could be physical, stomach, headaches, muscle aches or pains, joint aches or pains. Depression can manifest itself in a variety of ways. It's not, again, the typical what many people might think is someone that just kind of sits in the corner and cries. I mean, that's a very rare presentation. Most people do function. They work. You know, they take care of their families. So again, outwardly they function, but inwardly they really are struggling, having a very difficult time getting out of bed, being motivated to do what they have to do on a daily basis, and really are having a pretty significant problem with just functioning from day to day because they are impaired, but they don't often understand why.
Great point, because I have dealt with this in my family, and frankly, anxiety and depression. And for someone just to understand it helps a lot. Most people think depression, you're going to have to go see a psychologist, a psychiatrist, have a lot of counseling, and I guess counseling can help. But you mentioned that this is it's got a physical cause to it. And so a lot of folks can simply get on medications and do and or counseling, but it can be dealt with without having to go to a series of laying on a psychiatrist's couch. Is that right?
That's true. I'd say the majority of people that that I see who have true clinical depression do very well on medications. Medications can be dramatic in their effects in improving the quality of life and getting people functional and getting people interacting again, both with their families, with their day-to-day activities, with their jobs. So again, medications is a very important tool, amongst others, for treating depression.
I don't have any numbers, but I think most folks would be surprised if they learned how many people in the United States are actually taking antidepressants. I know it's, as we mentioned at the start of the show, that it's something that a lot of people don't like to talk about, but it's become, at least to me, it seems to have become more widespread than it was, say, in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Is that accurate, or is there something that's leading to more depression in our current society, or do you even know?
No, I think that's accurate. I think the reason why we see more depression is because we're more aware of it. We're more readily diagnosing it. In the past, I don't think we really understood the variety of forms of depression, which can range from mild in the sense that people don't outwardly look depressed, to the very severe, where people obviously, to look at them, there's no question they're depressed. So I think, you know, again, both society and physicians at large are much more in tune to the fact that depression is a very common illness. So again, I think for that reason, we are seeing more people on medications and getting treatment.
Is it a situation where it can, in, at least in some cases, be completely cured, or is it something that you're going to be dealing with and treating for the rest of your life?
Well, it's interesting. Some people do have depression that comes and goes. Some people will have an episode of depression at a phase of their life that may last months, a year or two, and then they'll go into long-term remission. Many will have relapses for whatever reasons, so they can go many years in between before, for whatever reasons, they'll have a relapse with disease. There are some forms of depression that cycle, which means, again, they will get well and they'll do well for a period of time, sometimes months or a year. And again, their disease will relapse. So again, yeah, there are people who will have an episode of depression, severe, that could last for months or a year and go away. But I'd say the majority of folks that we see typically have a disorder that either does go into remission for a period of time where they can wean off the medications. And then, again, there are many folks that do have a low level of depression, which is pretty constant and does require long-term therapy with some adjustment or occasionally a change of medication to try to keep them in long-term remission.
Well, it's a situation where I think having it happened in my family with my mother after my father died, and we did get help. And I think it's important for folks to know that there is help out there. You can get better. A lot of times with depression, there's a feeling of helplessness that, you know, there's nothing, there's something wrong with the person and there's nothing that can be done about it. But it's very important to have these talks with your healthcare provider to discuss this and get to work on it, because there is help out there. And folks, remember, if you don't have a healthcare provider, you can always call South Strand Internist. They're located on Glens Bay Road in Surfside Beach, and their phone number, 843-650-4006. And a reminder, South Strand Internist is now providing urgent care 7 days a week as well. And another reminder that these programs are now available in podcast form at the South Strand Internist website, southstrandinternist.com. Dr. Adler, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Jim.